Bishop David Onimusi presents An Extraordinary Life. This is Salem International Christian Center, a people full of prayer, a people in touch with the Holy Spirit, a people too strong for the devil to defeat, a people full of power. The Extraordinary Life. Thanks for joining us once again. Stay blessed as you listen.
Please, before you get settled, I want you to tell somebody, don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. Tell somebody, don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. Don't give up on God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give up on God, because God will not give up on you. Keep holding on. Come on, say hold on.
Hold on.
Come on, say hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
It's never too late. God is never too late. God is never too late. He will show up. He will show up. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we continue our series on faith for triumph. Amen. Faith for triumph. Faith for triumph. Living a life of excellence. Living a life of perpetual victory. Living a life of dominion. Staying on top and not beneath. Say faith for triumph. Faith for triumph. Glory be to God. You know, our text scripture was taken from the book of 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Epistle of John the Beloved. 1 John chapter 5. Verse number 4. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4. That was the text for this message. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Even our faith. Even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So, a life of perpetual conquest, a life of perpetual dominion, a life of perpetual victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Please, that world there is not talking about cosmos. It's not about the cosmos. Talking about ages. The Greek word for what you see there, the world, is aeon. The various ages. Various dispensation. You know, ages. So, your victory in the world is by faith. If you're going to live a life of victory, if you're going to stay on top, your faith must be strong, must be a person of faith. A person of faith. Why? Because it's faith that connects you to God. It's faith that connects you to the power of God. You need God's power to reign. You need God's power to be on top. God cannot help you except you connect him with your faith. The Bible said, without faith, no man can please God. You can't please God without faith. See, because anyone that comes to God must believe that God is. That God is. That's it. God is who he says he is. And he rewards those that seek him diligently. So without faith, you can't please God. So you need faith to please him. And the just can only live by faith. So you need faith. You need faith to live in the kingdom of heaven. You need faith. You need faith. And as potent as faith is, as viral as faith is, faith alone cannot stand. Faith on its own cannot stand. Faith has a foundation. Faith has a foundation. Just like a building cannot stand on its own without a foundation, faith cannot stand without a foundation. Faith has a foundation. And the foundation of faith is hope. I want to say hope. The foundation of faith is hope. 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 The foundation of faith is hope. Hope. Many believers don't know that hope is very important. You cannot downgrade the importance of hope. Hope is very important. Because there can be no faith without hope. If you don't have hope, you can't have faith. You can't have faith. Because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 defines faith this way. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Which means there has to be hope that your faith is working on. So if there's no hope, then there can be no faith. There's no hope, then there can be no faith. Because faith only gives substance to hope. Faith only gives substance to hope. So if there's no hope, then there can be no faith. There can be no faith. And because many believers are not aware of this, they allow the enemy to destroy their hope. No man is ruined or destroyed until he or she becomes hopeless. Become hopeless. Become hopeless. To be hopeless means a dead end. You're not seeing any way out. God cannot help somebody who is hopeless. He cannot help you if you are hopeless. Why? Because there will be no room for faith. There's no room for faith. You can't please him. So you can't secure his help. So if you are hopeless, you'll be helpless. You'll be helpless. If you are hopeless, you will reach a dead end. That is why when a person is hopeless, the next step is despondency. He or she becomes despondent. Doesn't see anything bright ahead. The future look dead. Doesn't see any reason for living, for existing. Because it's hopeless. Why? Because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. So if there's no hope, there'll be no faith. Which means the just can't live. Even though you are just. That's why people often ask, is not a Christian? Why is he suffering like this? Because the enemy have destroyed his hope. No more hope. And there's no hope, there can be no faith. Because hope is the womb that conceives faith. Hope is the womb that conceives faith. So if there's no hope, there can be no faith. And there's no faith, you can't live. Because the just shall live by faith. Galatians 3 verse 11. Romans chapter 1 verse 17. Hebrews 10 verse 38. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. All there the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Hope. Tell somebody hope. Tell somebody hope. You need hope. 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 There's no dead end at all with God. There's no close case with God. There's no dead end in God. There's always a way out. You can't walk with God and come to a dead end. It's not possible. If you are walking with God, there will always be a way out. God will not close up on anyone. No, never. Never. And let me tell you this morning that we are creatures of hope. We are creatures of hope. Don't ever tell somebody, I have no hope. No, we are creatures of hope. We are creatures of hope. Why? Because Ecclesiastes chapter 9, you know, verse 4, say, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And you are joined to the living. Come on, say, I am joined to the living. Because if you are in Christ, you are alive. If you are born again, you are alive. Glory be to God. So you are joined to God. Amen. You are joined to the living. Jesus said, because I live, you also shall live. So you are joined to the living. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. Come and say, there is hope. Come and say, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. Why? Because only the living know there's something to expect. The dead can't expect anything. As long as you are alive, you can expect something to improve. Things to get better. Because until you have an expectation, there can be no manifestation. It has to be an expectation. It's what you expect to see that can come to pass. May you not expect negative things, you know. But there are people that live expecting evil, expecting woes, expecting disaster. May you expect the goodness of God. May you expect the mercy of God, the beauty of heaven. Expect that. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see. We must have hope, must keep your hope alive. Because we are creatures of hope. Come and say, I am a creature of hope. Hope. You are. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1. To show you that you are a creature of hope. Blessed, verse 3, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope. Come on. Begotten us unto a lively hope, not dead hope. Lively hope. Lively hope. Hallelujah. Oh, are you excited? It's a begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Come on, I have cause to have hope. A lively hope. Lively hope. Not dead hope. Lively hope. Lively hope. Lively hope. We are creatures of hope. So we must keep your hope alive. Because if hope is dead, then faith is dead. And we have no faith, You can't please God. And you cannot please God, you cannot secure God's help. You must keep your hope alive. What does the devil attack? Our hope. Our hope. What the Bible said, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Say, now these three, now faith, what? Hope, love, abideth. But the greatest of it all is love. 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 Please get to know it. In the kingdom that you belong, in the kingdom of heaven, say three things abide now. Three things abide now. Your faith, which is confidence in God. Praise the Lord. Hope and love. Those three things. So, in our kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, our culture is love. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciple, if you have love one for another. So, our culture is love. Then the atmosphere is hope. The atmosphere of our kingdom is hope. And the currency with which you trade for our inheritance is faith. 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 Those three things. Faith, hope, and love. Very essential. You must always surround yourself with an atmosphere of hope. Don't ever give up on hope. Because when hope goes, faith goes. Keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. Because a man whose hope is alive can never faint. If your hope is alive, you can't faint. You can't give up. You can't give up. If your hope is alive, you can't give up. You keep going on. You can't give up. The reason why people give up is that hope is gone. No more hope. So they give up. As long as you have hope, there is life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hope. Say hope. So important. So important that we keep our hope alive. Because it's everything. It's everything. It's everything. We all have the hope of God shed abroad in our heart. That hope has been bestowed upon us. Upon us. I'm going to show you why it's so vital that we keep your hope alive. How does your hope help your faith? How does your hope help your faith? If your faith is going to stand and not give up, your faith is going to stand and not get wrecked, your hope is very, very important. Very, very important. Look at the man called Abraham. We have the scripture tell us about Abraham's faith in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. How does your hope help your faith? Before you go there, let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. How does your hope help your faith? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. That is hope. Your trust, that's hope. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. He will come. He will show up. He will show up. Say, do not cast away your confidence. Amplify version said, don't fling away. Don't fling away your confidence. Don't fling it away. That's your hope. Confidence, your hope. Don't throw it away. Keep it. So what does the confidence do in your life? How does it help your faith? It's your hope. Hope that produces patience. Hope. And if there's no patience, your faith cannot stand. It is your hope that helps your faith to stand until you receive the promise. Your hope. Do not throw it away. Keep it. For you have need of patience. It's hope that builds patience in you. Why? Because you keep saying it is possible. God will show up. He will do it. So patience is built in you until faith can deliver the promise into your hand. What does hope do? Hope set the pace and faith scored the goal. Praise God. Amen. Hope simply set the pace so faith can score the goal. Easy. So you have to keep your hope. That's your confidence. That if God says so, he can do it. He's able to do what he said he will do. God is not a man that should tell lies. He can't lie. He's not the son of man that should repent. Say, has he said? Shall he not do it? If he speak, he shall make it good. So you keep your hope. You keep your hope. If God cared to say it, he will also be able to do it. God will not say what he cannot do. If he said he will do it, he will do it. Oh, I see God helping you. I see God helping you. If he said he will do it. That's hope. Do not cast away your confidence. Don't throw it away. Keep it. Because it will help build your patience. And patience will stand, will help your faith to stand until you take delivery. That's exactly what the Bible said also in Romans chapter number 8, verse 24. Romans 8, verse 24. I'm teaching this thing. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 24. For we are saved by hope. Amen. For we are saved by hope. This is not salvation. We are healed. We are rescued. Amen. Preserved and protected. Amen. We are kept stable. That's what you mean. We are kept stable. It's not salvation. We are saved by what? By hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we wait patiently for it? Hope build patience in you. It's your hope that build patience for you. It helps you to endure, to be along, to endure until faith take delivery of the promise. Hope. If you hope for things that you don't see, then do we wait for it patiently? You wait for it. You wait for it. That's why hope is so important. Hope is so important. You can't afford to be hopeless. It's dangerous. It's deadly. You can't afford to lose your hope. Keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. No matter what you are passing through, keep your hope alive. Your hope must be on the promise of God. The Lord said this. He can't lie. He will take me through. Glory be to God. Tell somebody there's no dead end in God. No dead end in God. Confidence. Keep your confidence. Doesn't matter the news you are hearing. Doesn't matter all the things that people are saying. Discountenance them. Disregard them. Hope do not look at the facts. Hope look at the promise. Hope look at the promise. Doesn't look at the facts. He keep looking at what God said. What God said. That's hope. Hope. It's not denying the fact. I'm not saying he denied the fact. No, he doesn't consider it. He's seen it but does not consider it. Rather, he considers the promise more than the facts. More than the facts. Look at a man called Abraham, because we'll close very soon. A man called Abraham. Chapter 4 of the book of Romans. Look at him. Let's learn from him. Verse 16. Therefore, it's of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and call it those things which be not as though they were. Verse 18. Verse 18. Who against hope? Who against hope? Believed in? That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Who against hope believe in hope? Who against hope believe in hope? Abraham refused to fling away his confidence. Who against hope believe in hope? You know, there are two hopes here. No, the hope in the natural, in the things that are around you. When a man is alive, you have hope. Is that not true?
Yes.
When you say a young man he has hope in the virility of his body. Is that not true? Yeah. You also know the wife was very young. Things are still working. Amen. So he has hope. There is natural hope. Is that not true? Hope that as a young person you can produce. Is that not true? Hope that as a young woman, you are still very fertile. You can produce. Is that not true? Hope. Who against hope? There's nothing there again. That hope is gone. That hope is gone. That hope is gone. Because Abraham was dead. The wife was dead. The wife was dead. Abraham was dead. The wife was dead. So nothing to hope. Who against? Believing, hope that God said. That God said. It doesn't matter what I'm seeing. God said. This hope is gone, but that hope is alive. That hope is alive. That hope is alive. Who against hope, believe in hope. Believe in hope. For according as he has said, so shall thy seed be. Are you believing God for a child? See the child already on your laps. See the child already. Are you believing God for your spouse? See the spouse sitting with you in your house already. If you are staying with somebody, see yourself moving out of that house and moving to your husband's house. See, if you cannot see it, you cannot have it. You must see it to possess it. Hope makes you to see the promise. Hope, it makes you to see the promise. Yes. No longer as a letter, but as a reality.
Yes.
No letter. It's not a letter. The Lord began to open my eyes to see it. I said, you are sick. I said, me is sick. Hey. Then I began to look at the word. He said, and he proved them there. He proved them there at what of Meribah. He proved them there. And said, if you hearken to my word,
to do it and to obey it. I will not put upon you those diseases which I put upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healed thee. My God. So it's my divine healer. So how can I be sick when I have divine healer? When Jehovah is my healer, Yahweh, the maker, is my healer. Why would I consult natural man when the maker himself is my physician? Oh my God. So I just tell him, Lord, take it out. Glory be to God. So it was no longer later become a reality. Who against hope believe in hope? So hope does not see the facts. Hope neglect the facts and enthrone the promise. It neglect the facts and enthrone the promise. So Abraham was not looking at his, the Bible says he did not consider. Oh, faith do not, verse 19 says he did not consider. He did not, he refused to consider it. It's not, I mean, who doesn't see, he was not seeing the wife. The wife was, yes, it's already old. Say, it does not, it's not like her again as mother of women. No. So in fact, Sarah said, can I enjoy this thing again? Well, I say, I'm going to have a child. Say, in my old age. I was said to the Lord, and my master, my Lord, my Lord, can I enjoy this thing again? But the Bible says, Abraham did not consider those evidences. He did not consider the deadness of his body when he was about 100 years old, nor that of Sarah's womb. No, he don't consider them. So faith do not consider facts. Rather, he enthrones promises. God said this. So stop looking at your age. Age doesn't count. Stop looking at your body. It doesn't count. What does God say? That word counts. That word counts. Glory be to God. That word counts. It's not the age. I am 40 years. Can I still have a husband more than? What are you talking about? He said, none shall lack his mate. He said, search ye to the scripture and consider them. Search the scripture. Find out. Look at it. Consider it. So I said, none shall lack his mate. No. So why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Abraham did not consider. He refused to consider. So who believe in hope and was not weak in faith? Amen. Because he refused to consider the fact that he was seen. He did not stagger at the promise of God. So hope don't stagger at God's promise. Hope stays on the promise. Faith don't stagger. Faith don't move out and in of the promise of God. Does God say so? Yes. So every day, Abraham will rise up. What the Bible says was doing, giving glory to God. He is not looking at the problem. He was dancing and celebrating God because he knew God can solve the problem. Giving glory to God. For he was persuaded. Verse 21. For he was persuaded. For he was persuaded. For he was persuaded that God is able. God is able. Come and say, he's able. He's able. He's able to do what he said he will do. God is able. He can't lie. No, lie is an abomination to his lips. He can't lie. He's able. Is able to put that child in your womb, is able. Is able to provide you that job, is able. Is able to heal that child, is able. He is able. He's able. God is able. God is able. That's what hope does. Hope is persuaded. Persuaded that God can't give up on me. He will not. He will not.
He loved me so much that he will not give up on me. No loving father give up on his child. No, it's not possible. No loving mother give up on her child. It's not possible. No matter how bad behaved a child is, the mother will not give up on that child. Everybody will disown the child, the mother will still go after the child. The mother will go after the child because it's the child of her bosom. She'll go after the child. God will not give up on you. No matter what, never give up. Hope is persuaded that God can give up. Okay, that's hope. 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 If your hope is destroyed, your faith can't stand. Because it's hope that builds up that patience in you. The ability to stay long and wait until you take delivery of the promise. And Abraham was waiting, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God for 25 years just for one thing. All that things were happening around him. There were riches, there were wealth, but the promised child has not come. The body was dead. The wife's body was dead. Yet the promised child has not come. But he refused to give up because he knew God would not give up on him. He kept giving glory to God because he was persuaded. May you be persuaded. May you be persuaded. He was persuaded that God can't just disappoint him. God can't fail him. He will take him through. Take him through. Doesn't matter what you are going through. I'm here to tell you that God is showing up very soon. Don't be long. Showing up. Showing up in our fear. Showing up in that situation. That situation. Come and tell your neighbor, keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. Keep your hope alive. You know, you see, it's that hope that will give strength to your faith. If hope is not there, your faith will give up. Your faith will give up. It's a county joy when you are faced with diverse temptations. James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it joy when you are faced with diverse temptation, knowing that the trial of your faith, knowing that the trial of your faith, so your faith can be tried. Say, work it out, patience. Patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that might be entire and perfect, wanting nothing. 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 Patience. What builds that patience in you? Your hope. Your hope. Brother, you will give up if there's no hope. Faith can't stand if there's no hope. Faith can't stand if there's no hope. The reason why some of us have, you know, are not giving enough importance to hope is that we've been told that you don't need hope. Faith is now. Stop hoping and hoping and hoping. No. Hope is needed because if there's no hope, there can be no faith. Yeah. Faith takes delivery, but hope prepared the way. Hope had to prepare the way. Without hope, you can't get it. You can't get it. Hope had to prepare the way. Because the two of them are built on the word. Hope is built on the word. Faith is built on the word. Praise the Lord. Because your hope is on the promises. God said this, I know he will not fail me. He's going to do it. So, as long as you have hope, you keep expecting. Is that not true? As long as you have hope, you keep expecting. And your expectation becomes manifestation over a time. Hope. So, keep your hope. Doesn't matter what you are passing through. Let your hope be alive. Your hope must be alive because that's what the devil tried to kill in any person. Your hope. Your hope. If you can take away your hope. How many people the devil have ministered to? Deny them. If, you know, I just heard testimony of somebody and I say, oh no. The enemy just use this to destroy the person.
But this person was told, you have this kind of cancer and you have 2 weeks to live. Why would the person not die? Except somebody go there to pump faith and hope into her. Who died? Because they've killed her hope. The hope has been killed. The enemy attack our hope. That's if somebody sentences you to death in your very presence. How do you live again? It's gone. It's gone. Do you know, I've gone through statistics and many studies, you know, and I'm told that many people that, you know, I mean, have wrong diagnosis presented to them, many die because they believe in that. Those who refuse never die. Never die. Me, many people just appear before their doctor or their physician. Say, you have cancer. You have more 3 more weeks to live. That person will die. Except there is somebody who will go there to pump hope and faith into the person. He will die. But as many has also refused it. A testimony came. A lady was told, you have cancer. She told us, impossible. I can't have cancer. Not me. Impossible. You've seen wrongly. It's not me. Praise the Lord. She went back. She never had it. Never had it. Simple. Simple. You see, get to understand the place of hope. Baby, come here. Let's talk. Let's do ministry together today. Let's do ministry together today. Praise the Lord. Some years ago, we were in popular then, some years ago, she went to see her physician. They said, from what we see, from the sample we have, what we see, I think we are suspicious of some cells that are there. Like you have this kind of cancer. So she left there. She was going home. So she called me. Said, this is what they say. And she was troubled. And I said, why are you troubled? I said, you don't have it. I said, you can't have it. It's not. You don't have it. It didn't sink in very well. Because, you know, that kind of niche you had in somebody say you have this kind of thing, coming as case, you know, it will trouble you. So it didn't sink into her that she doesn't have it. So I said to her, I said, baby, let me ask you something. If they take you to see another consultant who is superior, another consultant who is superior to verify the situation, and you actually visit that consultant, and the consultant tells you after examination that you don't have it, will you believe it? He said, yes. I said, I'm here to give you good news. Good news. Praise God. No, she's here so that you can verify. I say, I'm here to give you good news. The higher consultant, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, said you don't have it. Say you don't have it. Say you can't have it. You don't have it. So then it settled on her. So she picked scriptures. She lined up the scriptures and began to eat it. Not that she lined up the scriptures. It is written. It is written. It thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. She began to eat those scriptures. She began to eat them. By the time she got back for the examination, nothing was there. She was there. Nothing. Nothing. I said, no, nothing. It's cleared. Nothing. Nothing. You see, it's hope. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. It's your hope that will keep you alive. It's your hope. And that's what the enemy attack, our hope. Our hope. Because when you tell somebody you're going to die, you're already thinking about death. And once the mind is programmed with death, he sends the messages to every part of you
you have a few days to live. So you shut down your lung, shut down your nerves, shut down everything one by one. It's a program. I'm here to reverse whatever anybody has spoken to you. I reverse it. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. I cancel every negative report. It shall not stand against you. It shall not stand against you. It shall not stand against you. You shall live and you shall not die. You shall live and you shall not die. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's life. Your hope must be kept alive. Let nothing puncture your hope. Keep your hope alive in God. If there's nothing you are taking away, please take that scripture, verse 18 of chapter 4 of Romans. Who against hope believe in hope? That no matter what happens around you, believe in hope. God cannot fail. He's going to take me through. Doesn't matter how dead the situation is, God can cause you to come alive again. He can change it. What can he not do? He is able. Come and say, God is able. God is able. God is able. You see, many a times we look at God from the human sense. You think that God is limited. He cannot do this thing. How will God do it? How will God do it? So that's why God asks us. Say, as thou do not know how the bone form in the womb of a woman that is pregnant, so you don't know the ways of God. You don't know the ways of God because how do you know? How many of us here, even women who are women, baby, let me ask you, when you are pregnant, do you know when the child was growing?
No, sir.
Eh? What did you see? Your tummy was just growing bigger and bigger and nobody can say specifically, I was just sleeping and the child, doof. You don't, it's a mystery. You don't know it. You don't know it. God is a mystery. Don't try to understand his ways. His ways are above your ways. Leave it to him. He will see you through. He will do it for you. He will do it for you. He will do it for you. He will make it good. He can't lie to you. He will make it good. He will turn it around. So just remain. Trust him. Don't throw away your confidence. Your hope will be alive. Very soon, there will be a turnaround. There will be a turnaround. Rise up on your feet.
We know that you have been blessed by this message. For more information on how to get more messages, visit our website at salemeurope.org. We believe in Salem that God is healing, saving, and making many mighty. See you there.